New Mexico First helped facilitate regional meetings for New Mexico's Public Education Department. Pamela Blackwell, Economic Policy Director for New Mexico First, says town halls are important to hear from all the stakeholders.
They are meant to solicit the input from the public, teachers, administrators, parents, families, business leaders on how to best implement the Every Student Succeeds Act and what we can do to implement that for each community.
David Morales, a Las Cruces teacher and New Mexico's 2016 Teacher of the Year, says everyone in the community should have a voice.
I think this is an important first step. I think if the Public Education Department takes this back and listens to all the contributors, I think they can see a good swath of who their stakeholders are.
As a teacher, Morales wants to see more time spent finding innovative ways to educate.
I'd like to see teachers have a little bit more autonomy and also have a little bit more time to be able to plan and collaborate with their peers so that we can develop fuller, more richer lessons for our kids.
Teresa Tenorio says she'd like to see better communication with parents and had trouble finding information for this meeting.
I felt like the information was very it's not mainstreamed, it's difficult to access. They wanted us to register, and when I did, it didn't show up. I think that's very intimidating to parents.
Tenorio says she's also concerned about the amount of testing her young daughter has to take.
As a parent of the first graders, that they're already starting testing in grades K through 3, and that a lot of parents don't even know how often that is, and that it's become a culture that probably turns the kids off to what their real interests are.
Pamela Blackwell with New Mexico First says they've heard many similar concerns across the state.
There are a lot of similar concerns as far as teacher evaluations and how those are communicated and how to best use those to inform instruction. That's a key piece. Also, parent and student support. How to further engage parents in the education process and to help guide their students. Also, coursework. There's been more of an emphasis in these meetings on vocational education as a key to student success.
Blackwell says in addition to concerns, they've also heard innovative solutions. For KRWG, I'm Samantha Sonner.